Blog Talk Radio.
From way back in the day.
Yay!
I have no idea where you guys are, Lyric and Zion, but you need to make your way back into the scene. You did good stuff.
Needs to do something. Something. I don't know what yet. It is Monday, and when I realized it was Monday this morning, I almost cried. I was like, I need a weekend from, like, the weekend.
Yes. I want to give some love to our boy Joe. He sent me instructions on how to underclock my video card because Ginger refused to help me over the weekend. Did y'all see that happen on Facebook?
Girl, I was...
stuck her boot in my face and said, what am I, bitch?
I was racing pain. And...
right there with you.
At the moment, speaking of, I got to call people for that too, because my house is in the process of being remodeled, my kitchen is in a motorhome. So,
ooh.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. It's fun. It's a nightmare.
Wow.
That's like going to be stories to be told one of these days about all of this.
Bird.
But until then, it's just...
you know what? There will be no yawning.
I'm trying not to. But,
there will be no yawning.
Yeah. There's definitely yawning.
There will be no yawnings of any kind. Did you get any gaming done this weekend, Ginger, at all?
I got a little bit of Minecraft, and that was about it. I wanted to get into ATB, and I just... every time I sat down, it was like something would come up again. So I'd get, like, logged in and then just stand there. Like, ugh.
Poor baby.
I know.
Poor baby.
Yep. I need a weekend. But you know what? It's Monday. Usually I love Mondays. Mondays right now I'm not too fond of, but it's Monday and we're back. So yay!
Monday.
With video game news with Lunch with Ginger and Corey. Yeah, baby.
Maybe, baby. Oh, my goodness. What an interesting weekend. Well, I'm going to...
what happened with you?
Me? Well, I got... oh, gosh. Okay, so, as you all know, ZQ77 is visiting. And got to go out with her, Horace. Yeah.
Yay!
And made a new friend. I don't remember your name, dude, but we went to Joe's Crab Shack, and we had the Ultimate Geek Fest. There is nothing like sitting down with your peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to discuss the game. You know this. You got to sit down with your people. Of course, we didn't do a whole lot of game talking that day. It was too hot. But when we went to P.F. Chang's? Yeah. But we had a whole geek fest. We were loud, like they were going to throw us out kind of business. You all need to pipe down, talking about different games. So that was fun. Always fun. Be with my peoples.
Wow.
ZQ just came in and roared at me.
Right.
Ginger says, "Rawr!" back at you.
Rawr! Yeah.
But yeah, that was the highlight of my fun weekend. Other than that, it was pretty much. I think we tried to play something, and I think I might have fallen asleep on her. And y'all know that is unheard of. So I was pretty tired.
That is not cool, woman.
Yeah, usually I close the party down. Everybody else goes to sleep before I do, but I actually fell asleep. She looked over at me, and I will share a little known secret about me on the air, just in case. Especially for you, Ginger, because I'm pretty sure in the near future you'll be somewhere where you'll have to sleep mm-hmm. in the same vicinity as me. I sleep with my eyes open. So, yeah, nobody ever knows when I'm actually asleep until they notice I don't respond.
That's crazy, woman.
And we're not talking about don't respond by looking at you, because I'll even look at you, but I am asleep. I am gone. But if I don't say anything, I'm most likely asleep. So that was kind of freaked her out. Are you asleep? And I blink. Oh, yeah, I was.
I was. I'm not now.
Yeah, I'm like a fish. I sleep with my eyes open. It's really weird. Freaks Kittenatrix out. She always thinks I'm awake. She comes up to me, meow, and I'm like, I'm not awake. Kitty, get out of my face. So anyway, that was my weekend. Kind of boring, but kind of fun at the same time. But did I thank Joe already for the helping me underclock my video?
You did. So you can get into APB now?
No, I haven't done it yet because I haven't been able to sit still long enough to do it. I've been cleaning, because like Miss Ginger, I'm getting ready to hit the road, on the road again. So,
Jack, don't you look back no more.
Damn straight. So, why is it Monday?
Yeah, baby.
Why is it?
I don't know why it's Monday, but it needs to stop being Monday.
It is not funny. I do have
to go back to sleep.
I got to share some sad news, unfortunately.
Uh-oh.
We lost one of our own over the weekend, and just let it know. Yeah.
No.
Paul Steed, if you're not familiar with who he is a legend. He is one of the or he's actually a memorable guest of the Jace Hall Show. Do you remember that?
Sounds familiar.
Well, he's also one of the creators from Quake. He did the first, they're calling cutting edge low poly 3D modeler. He's one of the first ever poly 3D modelers in the gaming industry. He started in 1991 at Origin Systems. He also worked at EA, id Software, Atari. He did Quake 1, 2, 3, the 3D modeling. He also made a book, which I believe I have back here on the shelf, modeling a character in 3DS Max, animating real-time game characters. He was also a keynote speaker at GDC 2008. Just an amazing man that we lost, and also was so very handsome. So sorry to see him go. I'm not sure how he passed away. I actually caught wind of it if you all remember Trixie from Xbox 360, caught wind of it on her Facebook page, because they were very, very good friends. So I'm sorry to see you go, but I hope there's lots of video games in heaven. You're going to be.
Yes. I hope there are too.
I don't remember if I ever got
T1 cable.
That's right. Hell, let's get high tech. It's wireless, T1. You don't have to hook up anything. But I don't think I ever got to meet him, or I'm not sure if I did. Sometimes I meet so many of y'all. If I've ever met you and I don't remember you, I'm very sorry. I'm very, very sorry. I'm bad about that.
Yeah, me too.
Unless I pulled your little red-haired ponytails, I don't tend to remember you.
My little red-haired ponytails are so cute.
Yeah, so it's a cute. It's a cute gentle. That's all it is.
All right, so that I can stop yawning, because, oh, my God, I'm yawning. There is a news story up on GamePolitics.com this morning. Actually, it showed up, I want to say, Saturday.
Uh-oh, cut him.
Yeah. Man auctioning life on eBay for $3.5 million. Yes.
Really?
They say if you could sell your life on eBay, not your physical body or your soul, but your life, what would it be worth if your tangible assets could be sold? One man is trying to sell his life on eBay, and his asking price is $3.5 million. Why do we care? Because you know this is about gaming. Well, because the seller is Shane Butcher, who is the proud owner of the video game retail store chain RU Game.
I know them. We have one of those here.
Uh-huh. Well, he owns three of those, and apparently he's trying to sell his life on eBay for $3.5 million.
I bet I can get him to bring the price down.
Yeah, he's put them up. All three stores, he's put up for sale. He has also put up for sale his house and condo, including contents, three cars, three kayaks, and his rare game collection.
Oh, my God. Why is he doing that?
I have no idea. Butcher's listing notes that all of his employees have promised to give 110% in helping the new owners with the transition and a personal vow to stay on as a consultant for 6 months. He will also make years' worth of lease payments in advance for all three locations and pay a full year of homeowners association fees for both residential properties.
What is going on?
I don't know, but they've got a link. I'm going to open it up real quick. I should have done that earlier.
Can we buy it?
Do we have $3.5 million?
We have fluffy cakes. We don't need to have the cash. All we need to do is have the fluffy cakes, Ginger. We got six of them here.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. That is true. I just don't understand why he's selling all of this.
Something is up. I hope he's not sick or dying or anything.
I hope not either. That's nuts. It doesn't say why he's doing this.
Wow. All right. Well, more women making our news desk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. One Miss Katarina? Her name is Katarina Lavers Mallet. She has moved from Playfish to King.com. That's right. When the fast-rising Katarina Mallet left EA's Playfish earlier this year, leaving behind an as-yet-unannounced new social IP, which was tipped to be something of a big thing for the publisher, a few eyebrows were raised. While the impeccably professional Mallet refused to talk about where she might be going or to rubbish her previous employer. That's trash for us Americans. The rumor mill inevitably started grinding. She is now settled in at King.com and is in charge of the upcoming outfit's brand new London studio. Mallet's departure from EA makes a lot more sense, but she's still not letting anything slip about the new Mystery Playfish IP. She did talk to our peoples over at Games Industry International, GI International, at Develop and Brighton to find out what she's up to. And she's saying she was at Playfish for 2 years as product manager on Pet Society. Remember that game? She says this course was back in the Wild West days of platforms. They were changing every day without anyone really knowing why. And she says they were still trying to figure out what worked and didn't. And she said it was a very fun time. But then she moved on to be producers on The Sims Social. That's right. She created that. She brought that to life and then ran it live for a month, and then she moved on to another big IP, which she won't talk about. Then she left back in May. She said that before that she was a typical career hanger. She'd always been a product person. She was working in enterprise software and things like that, consulting to banks, and realized that she wanted to move into something that was more consumer-facing and more fun. So she went back to business school and then went to Playfish, and she says now she makes fun for a living, which is kind of the best thing ever. You can probably check out a few interviews involving her around the web. She also made a new game I am addicted to that's from King. It's called Bubble Witch Saga on the Google Play Store.
Mm-hmm.
I am so addicted to that game, and it's one of those where you look at it, it is so stupid. I'm just going to say it. It's a stupid game, and I can't stop playing it. I'm looking at it now. There's like, you know, an image of it up, and I want to click on the bubbles, and it's addictive. So you guys,
girl, No, my newest addiction. I've already told you what my newest addiction is. Oh my god, Minecraft.
I'm sure you look at it and you say this is a stupid game, and I can't.
Well, I'm like, you know, what's the point to this? But it's kind of, it's better. There's more of a point to it than there is Second Life, but it's still one of those. I mean, there are role-playing servers for Minecraft, and I'm on a PvP survival server, so it's definitely hard. But it's kind of like, what's the point of this? But at the same time, I can't put it down.
Well, you can't really compare it to Second Life. You remember, Second Life is a different kind of world building. Whereas, I gotta give Minecraft credit. It should have been a natural concept. I kind of expected a lot more people to jump into the creating. MMOs where the players create the content, more like Second Life, but give it a theme.
And this is exactly what this is. And some of the things I've seen made are amazing.
Yeah.
Because they've added electricity and stuff to it.
Yeah.
You have to farm or mine the stuff to make it. But, yeah, people are making creations of all sorts.
That's what I mean by themed. The difference is between it and Second Life is Second Life is not really themed. It really is everything is user-created, and sometimes what one person creates doesn't mesh well with what one other created. Where Minecraft did was give it a theme. You have to find these materials. You can make whatever you want within what we give you. So very interesting to see if somebody else is probably going to come along and take the pixelation out of it and probably do the same thing and do just as well. But I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
Yeah. No, my goal is to make the biggest room Minecraft has ever seen.
See? Y'all want to help Ginger with that? Our Kickstarter link is...
Oh, so far, I've I've got a room that I've been mining out. If you stand on one side of it and look at the other side, mm-hmm. or at least look to where the other side is supposed to be, mm-hmm. you can't see it, and it graphic glitches, and you can see outside. It's that big.
Ooh, so you are mining. Are you making a mine shaft?
It's not a mine shaft. I've got mine shafts. No, this is just a mine room. It's huge. It's, I don't know, probably like 300 blocks by 300 blocks, which is huge. It's huge. It's nuts. I mean, literally, I have lights along the ceiling in intervals, and I have to have multiple lights, and you still can't see the other side of the room. It just disappears into darkness.
I want to see it.
It's awesome. I'll take video. It's great. All right, so it's my turn for news. I'm going to put my banana down.
I'm going to reserve comment.
Nom, 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 nom.
You never put the banana down.
Mm-hmm. Mind Candy announces two new Mashi Monsters mobile game titles.
Yay!
Mind Candy and Mashi... Mind Candy and Grant, they confirmed details of two debut Mashi Monsters mobile game titles to be launched following their recent partnership. Announced back in May, Mashi fans everywhere will be able to get their hands on Mashi Monsters Village and Mashi Monsters Lost Islands on mobile from autumn of 2012. Mashi Monsters Village is an amazing 3D-style game allowing players to design their very own town and pawberry fields with help from Dewey at the Do-It-Yourself store. This popular family favorite game style also takes fans on a quest to rescue Moshlings captured by the evil Dr. Strange Glove. By playing a number of fun mini games. Mini Candy and mobile social gaming giant Gree is also set to launch Mashi Monsters Lost Islands, a vibrant new card collection puzzle game packed with all the fun and charm of the world famous Mashi Monsters brand. Fans can combine cards, build best decks corresponding to various situations, and play puzzle style mini games. Players can also collect cute Moshling cards as well as Moshi characters. Furthermore, they have the chance to explore uncharted regions and discover mysterious new islands. Yay! All right, so if the website stops being a brat to me, I will have this up for you in just a little bit.
Or not.
Or not. I'm working on it.
Or maybe. Or not.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, ma'am.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ginger.
What?
This is not that kind of show.
I was yawning.
Did y'all hear that little thing she did at the end of the yawn? I'm just saying.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would never do anything at the end of,
See? When you're lying, you can never get it right.
I know. It's horrible. It's horrible.
See? She can't even respond. Bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys have been waiting for Nintendo's portable games lineup. We have it. That's right, we have it. Mm-hmm. Dates confirmed for their new games, including Professor Layton, which I keep hearing is an excellent game, and I've not gotten the chance to play, and The Miracle Mask, from puzzles and mysteries to fashion and photo fun. The diverse lineup of games set to arrive for the handheld Nintendo 3DS and the Nintendo 3DS XL systems during the remainder of 2012 truly has something for everyone. Nintendo today revealed launch dates for several upcoming games, including packaged games that will be available in stores, as well as downloadable games and applications that consumers can purchase digitally via the Nintendo eShop. What's more, the August 19th launch of the Nintendo 3DS XL, that's too many letters, Nintendo systems will let players enjoy their games on an even larger scale with screens 90% larger than those on the original 3DS. Upcoming games and software for the Nintendo 3DS include new installments of several of Nintendo's fan favorite franchises, as well as the great games from third-party developers. I caught the ginger. I can't speak today. Newly dated games on the way include the following, and they're saying this may change. Don't get all excited. Art Academy. Lessons for Everyone is going to be due out October 1st. Users of any artistic skill can learn painting and drawing techniques that can be applied to real-life art projects, with optional additional lessons available for purchase. The game also lets users share and download certain game content via Spot Pass. This screams that this needs to be in a school somewhere. And the box art is amazing. And you're muted, Ginger. But the box art is amazing.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you. I thought I heard you inhale and then you went dead. I was like, oh, I think she muted herself. Okay, so the box art is great. If it would be really good if Nintendo would donate some of the 3DSs to schools for the kids to play with in class. You know how they have to have art when they're little.
Mm-hmm.
This is a cheap way to do it. The art teacher can, you know, purchase the lessons. They turn in their homework. Yeah, there's ways to use technology. You also have Crosswords Plus. For those of you who like crosswords, they have more than 1,000 professionally designed crossword puzzles that will challenge players at any skill level. You can also receive and share bonus puzzles via Street Pass, or you can connect your Nintendo 3DS to the Internet to receive free additional puzzles via Spot Pass. The game also includes other gameplay modes, such as word search, anagrams, and the new word of the day, Sparkle Snapshots 3D.
Sparkles!
Sparkly, sparkly, sparkly. This is going to be launching exclusively in the Nintendo eShop. This is supposed to be a fun photography application that lets you personalize your 2D photos by adding 3D layers of stickers, ribbons, pins, and other effects. Users can then share their creations wirelessly with friends or transfer them to an SD card and email them. Hot. There's also Skylanders Giants. This is from Activision. This is due out October 21st. Fans can look forward to more than 20 new interaction figures to collect, including giants that are twice the size of the regular Skylanders and new light core Skylanders that light up both in the game and in real life when they are placed on the Portal of Power. Hot. You also have Style Savvy Trendsetters, which we will probably try to grab if we can. That's off in October for Pixinista. Players can run their very own full-scale fashion shop. Hear that, Ginger? And spark.
Ooh.
Yes, and spark a fashion revolution by helping customers keep up with current trends, buying new clothes for their customizable store, and sharing their creations with their friends online. You also have Professor Layton. This is the one you all were waiting for. Professor Layton and the Miracle Mask, due out October 28th. Experienced fans and newcomers to the Professor Layton series can solve dozens of fascinating puzzles as they work their way through a new mysterious storyline. Players can even download one additional puzzle per day for 365 days, starting on game launch day, at no additional charge. Now, that's DLC right there. That's hot.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
You also have a couple more, which I'm going to give you a release date, so we're not going to go into too much more detail about. You got Freaky Forms Deluxe, Your Creation's Alive. You can make creatures, explore their planet. You got, that's November 5th. On November 11th, you've got Paper Mario Sticker Star. And last but not least, you have Epic Mickey, Power of Illusion from Disney Interactive, which I hear is actually an Epic game, due out November 18th. They do require that you have Wi-Fi. So some of you out there that have these old modems that don't have the or you don't have a router, whatever have you, you need to get Wi-Fi. That's how the Nintendo DS, pretty much all their little handhelds work that way. And it is free. You don't have to buy anything. You have to pay for anything. There's Spot Pass to have access to it free. That's right.
Yay!
Nice. That's some good games. They got a ton of others here, but I can't read all these to you. We'd be here. Oh, they got one called Image Fashion for Life.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Unchained Blades. That's what I'm talking about. Rabbids Rumble. Lego Lord of the Rings. Oh, my God. Oh.
I saw that.
Lego Lord of the Rings. I am so in. It doesn't have a specific date, though. It just says fall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is lovely. Oh, gosh, look at all this. Ninjas, Pokemon, Fluidity. That looks interesting. Spin Cycle. Zelda 2? Oh, my God.
Zelda 2?
The Adventure of Link.
Huh.
I must have. It doesn't have a date either. It just says quarter four, which means around Christmas. They are trying to kill me.
Okay.
They are trying to kill me. Help me, Ginger.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You're not going to help me?
No.
Why wouldn't you help me? I thought you loved me.
I'm going to let you get totally addicted and dragged in, and yeah.
That's just mean, Ginger.
I know, right?
That's just mean. Why do you hate
me? I don't hate you. I love you. You'll need that experience. What did
my
I
God.
Just open as a... Stop it. All right. There we go.
Oh,
okay. So.
Fun. Do it again. Do it again.
No. CinemaWare launches Kickstarter for Amiga Classic Remake Wings.
Really?
Apparently, it's the year of the remake. Seeing the success that other game developers have had using Kickstarter, game maker CinemaWare is dipping its golden toe in the crowdfunding waters with a campaign to bring its Amiga cult classic video game Wings to life again. So CinemaWare hopes to raise enough capital. Its goal is $350,000 to release an updated high-definition version of the game as a director's cut. Wings Director's Cut will be co-developed by CinemaWare in coordination with Raylight Games of Naples, Italy. Raylight developed Wings for the Game Boy Advance. Ken Melville, the writer and composer for the original game, will also be deeply involved in the game's production, writing, and music composition. A pledge of $15 will get you the game and in-game credits and a set of Wing Director's Cut desktop wallpapers. For those with money to burn, they offer a $10,000 pledge level, which includes all previous rewards, and an acrobatic ride in a real World War I-style double-decker airplane and other cool World War I-related tours. There are, of course, plenty of reward levels in between those two extremes that offer T-shirts, posters, in-game credits, the chance to contribute to the game design, and even a real-life replica of the Wings Diary, as seen in the actual game. Yay! Awesome! So, you know what? I was gonna totally go off about the remakes. But you know what? They own this remake. They were the original creators, so I'm pretty sure it's not going to be the same, totally same. Now, the guys over at Red Dawn, the new guys, I hate you. I hate you. You ruined it. You're wasting oxygen. Stop breathing.
What is going on with oxygen today?
Did you watch the trailer for that? It's no longer high school students, like, fighting... doing the whole resistance movement. No, he's already a Marine.
Wait, did we skip some time?
Apparently.
Okay, I got two I got to do real quick. First, well, they got Ginger, so it was only a matter of time before they got the rest of you. Yes, the Minecraftians.
Oh, my God. Come play with me.
I'm going to call them Minecraftians. You Minecraftians are bonkers, because Minecraft, not even on Xbox. So where are you playing, Xbox or PC?
PC.
Okay, 7 million of you crazy Minecraftians are now playing on PC. Mojang's business development director, Daniel Kaplan, has tweeted that Minecraft has seen sales of 7 million on the PC. There seems to be no slowing down for the block-building title, as it has also set records recently on the Xbox Live Arcade, becoming the fastest-selling title with over 2 million sold. Indeed, the Xbox edition has been raking in money, accounting for an average of 17,000 downloads per day, which amounts to $340,000 each day. Yeah, tell me you can't get chicks when you say that. Mojang has said it is actually on track to double last year's profits. Wow. Ginger, you've joined a cult.
I have, and I don't even feel bad about it because it is the most amazing cult of all times.
Well, here's another game that we kind of got Ginger sort of addicted to, and we were all waiting on, Funcom and the Secret World.
Yes, that one is also another one that's just beautiful.
They are pointing the finger at Metacritic now. Funcom, developer and publisher of The Secret World, has acknowledged the game's poor performance, indicating that a lower-than-expected Metacritic rating has adversely affected revenues. The game's average review score is 72%, significantly lower than Funcom expected following largely positive feedback from beta testers and early previews. Since launching on July 3rd this year, The Secret World has been underperforming in terms of audience, monetization, and customer retention, with the company's share price falling rapidly as a result. And in an investor note, Funcom has cited that the importance of a high Metacritic to new IP is a key factor in its lower-than-expected result. They say following the launch of The Secret World on the 3rd of July, Funcom's share price has decreased significantly. The company attributes this mostly to the aggregate review score, the Metascore for the game at Metacritic, together with other public sources for tracking the performance of games. While there are very positive reviews there, as well as mixed or average reviews from various press outlets, giving an aggregate score of The Secret World of 72 out of 100, which is considered low and not in line with the positive feedback received during the beta phases from both press and players. Funcom is, of course, disappointed with achieving such a Metascore. A game like The Secret World, which is not based on a well-known brand, is normally dependent on positive press reviews to achieve successful initial sales, in addition, but not limited to... the other factors as much, like word of mouth. Previous financial targets for the title have been missed by significant margins, forcing the company to reevaluate its expectations. In response, Funcom is attempting to open new distribution channels via Steam and focus on improving areas highlighted as in need of attention by users and reviews. The effect of all these initiatives together and other factors impacting sales are difficult to predict, but based on the available early data, one scenario is that sales for the first 12 months following launch will be less than half of what was presented at in the Conan-like scenario, the report continues. It should be noted that sales amount in the Conan-like scenario is significantly higher than for the game Age of Conan, due to the assumption of better retention implementation in the scenario. You know what? Here's what I'm going to tell you, Funcom. Quit looking at Metacritic.
Yeah.
All of you developers out there, quit even looking at Metacritic. I'm sorry, I am not
a
fan.
But don't you know Metacritic is like the end-all of everything?
It is a... I'm sure when it started out, it was a great idea, but now it is not, because we all know that anybody can go put up a Metacritic score, including your competition, and make you look worse than you are. There's no registering for Metacritic. You don't have to register to sign up to Metacritic to leave a comment. Or you can create fake aliases. It's not linked. Let me see if they've updated. sorry, I caught on something else. Caught on to something else there. Okay. Let me just take a look at Metacritic. I don't think... you have anything that you're able to be traced via Metacritic. It's not like they have you. Yeah, they're not even using Facebook login. You could just create an account and do it.
That's
so, if I am telling you, speaking of corporate espionage, if it was me and I had an MMO coming out, let's say, oh, I don't know, EA with Star Wars, maybe I want to make you look just as bad as I do, I'd go and create a bunch of bunk accounts and go make your score lower. Who's to say they aren't for real? I don't know. We've talked about this with Metacritic before. This is no. Your sales shouldn't be based on Metacritic. And I think they did such a good job marketing The Secret World, and Ginger liked it. Ginger said it was good.
It is. It is very, very good.
And you know, we're not paid to tell you the reviews, so we tell you it's good. It's good.
No, it was really good. And if you're looking for a hardcore MMO, not the whole... If you're looking for something that's just going to hand everything to you, don't play this one. It's not easy, at least not in that factor. But it's a lot of fun. It's going to make you think. If you love puzzles, this has it. If you love zombies, if you love puzzles, if you love MMOs that make you work for it, you're going to be all over this. All right, so hot on the heels of yesterday's news that Ouya Console managed to raise Ouya Console managed to raise nearly $8.6 million from its Kickstarter. The company is now offering a pre-order program on its new website. Yay, they finally have a website, which is Ouya.tv. Anyways, those interested in buying the Android-based console in the U.S. can plunk down $110 USD to secure their console when it ships sometime in April of 2013. That price includes $99 for the console and one controller and $10 for shipping. For those wanting two controllers with the console, you can pay $139 USD or get four controllers and a console for $199 USD. If you reside in an international territory, you'll have to pay $119 for the console plus controller, $149 USD for the console plus two controllers, or $209 USD for the console plus four controllers. Yay! All right, so that's Ouya. I don't know what I'm thinking about that yet. That's still...
Yeah, they still got it. I need to see something. I'm going to need to see the developer kit or something.
Yeah.
Did I share with you that the Microsoft books, speaking of people who haven't shown us anything, Microsoft, of course, last week released a bunch of books. If you go through our Facebook page, you can probably find what we posted up last week. But the thing is they gave you the books so that you can develop apps for Windows 8. And I was like, oh, how cool. But you know what occurred to me in the car?
What?
The fact that we don't have anything to test it on.
This is true. I mean, maybe you can download they've got Windows 8, the test platform, which you can download.
Is it free?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to grab it because I was like, oh, I got some ideas. Oh, what am I going to test it on?
Yeah. You can get it. You can get it for free.
Because I know, you know, they're charging thousands of dollars for their, the actual dev kit, but oof.
All right. Can I do another one?
Of course you can, darling.
BioWare co-founder Dr. Greg Sijic goes home. Pulling this from GamePolitics.com.
He took his Legos with him when he went?
Yes. He was like, you know what? These are my toys. I'm taking them. I'm going home. Meh. Early reports from various media outlets today had indicated that BioWare co-founder Dr. Greg Sijic, am I saying the wrong? Anyways, Dr. Z had left the company. The confusion on the media's part was that Dr. Z was leaving BioWare often to return home to Edmonton. This led many in the media to interpret his exit as the head of the studio responsible for Star Wars The Old Republic in Austin meant he was leaving BioWare altogether. But the truth is, he is simply returning home, and the transition to that end began in May, according to Dr. Z, when he handed over leadership of the studio to Matthew Bromberg in May. In a statement to the press, Dr. Z clears the air about his exit from BioWare Austin, noting that he had always planned to return home. With regard to BioWare Austin, I handed off the leadership of the studio to Matthew Bromberg quite some time ago, back in May. Ray Mazzucchia, BioWare co-founder, and I picked Matthew to take over, and he's been doing a great job with the studio. My time in Austin was always planned to have a finite endpoint. My family was still living in Edmonton throughout my time in Austin, and now that I've handed the baton to Matt, I will be able to spend more time on a wider range of BioWare games rather than focusing on just one as I did with SWTOR. I don't know, because we all know SWTOR is going down. It's going down.
Polishing the brass on the Titanic, it is.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I want to introduce you all to someone. Ginger, I want you to cover your ears. Do not listen. I want to introduce you to Minecraft's little sister.
Wait, what?
It's a new game called Dear Esther, and it's supposed to be a little bit like Minecraft. This is from what the creator of it believes. His name is Dan Pinchbeck. He says, as the evocative game allows players to imagine their own story without forcing them into a particular narrative. As part of his talk at GDC Europe today, Pinchbeck of the Chinese Room noted that the abstract and ambiguous first-person exploration game barely gives you any real details about the characters and plot, instead allowing players' imaginations to run wild. I love this idea. He says, we're not in the business of writing a plot. We're in the business of giving you the tools to create your own. And this is what he said of the 250,000 selling Dear Esther. He said, there's nothing more wonderful than your own imagination. Building a story is an inevitable product of playing a game for players, whether a solid plot line is offered or not. Players make a story out of pretty much anything they do, he argued, and developers just need to provide the tools. He is dead right. That's why I love The Sims, because I told you, I have a whole soap opera going on in my neighborhood. It says, for example, if the game offers a physics toolbox, gamers will take these tools and create fun and plot from these. Developers just have to make sure the toy box is fun. He says, rather than forcing a player into a set storyline, it said studios should be looking to use story to deepen the tone and complexity of the game world and create an emotional connection between the game and the player. He says, use your story to represent the unrepresentable. Story is inevitable, so why write the obvious? I have never seen Dear Esther, but I am going looking for it right now. I got to play it.
That does sound good, actually.
You should see the screenshots from it. Absolutely gorgeous, and that's from our friends over at Gamma Sutra. Beautiful.
Esther.
We're both going, Dear Esther. Let's check it out. I am digging it.
DearEsther.com.
Yep, and for those of you who are looking for it, it's dear-esther.com. Wow. Oh, Ginger. Oh, I don't know,
Take
Ginger.
It now. Thank you.
Ginger, I believe.
Nine.
Do you see it?
I do, and it's supposed to be like Minecraft?
Look at how beautiful.
I got to see some media. Hold on.
Play
that.
There's a YouTube trailer there. Oh, my God.
So this place actually looks like this. Do I get to mine all this?
Do you get to mine all this is the question.
that's what I want to know.
Wow, I am blown away. Okay, and they're also the Indie Games Festival winner as well.
Yeah, I don't care who you're in collaboration with. Oh, that's pretty.
Do you see how gorgeous it is?
Oh, did you see the rundown room? Oh,
do you see the shore?
The shore is gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
This is pretty. Oh, look at those plants. That's hot. See, now this is what video games should flip and look like and what I've been waiting for forever.
I love it.
Better not be cinematic.
I've begun my voyage.
Okay, I think I'd be in love. All right. Ooh, I can't look at that right now. Hands above the desk. Hands above the desk. I'll do another story while you do that because I can't look. Oh, that is beautiful. All right.
Look at the cave. All the waterfalls.
All right. So there's right now, apparently, Facebook is in trouble. And one of the things.
What's new with that?
Oh, yeah. They're saying, of course, juggernauts like Zyngar are struggling. This is from a few days ago, actually. Games are losing players, and analysts are fearing the social space could be losing its momentum. But we could have told you that because social games didn't really have any deaths. People can only eat fast food for so long. Game developers have been forced to look for new ways to prevent their games from bleeding users. One approach being utilized by studios like KIXEYE, Rebel Entertainment, and even Zynga is to focus on developing games that people play together at the same time, which we said a long time ago. Up until now, the Facebook market has been dominated by asynchronous titles, games where players are either playing by themselves or taking turns, think Words with Friends or even Farmville. But a handful of developers tell Gamma Sutra that head-to-head synchronous experience could synchronous experiences could prove more fruitful in the long term as players will feel a stronger, more immediate connection to each other and will even play more, which is why we love Idol Worship so much, because you can play Idol Worship together at the same time. I can visit Ginger's Island, yes, and Ginger can see what I'm doing, and we can go and wreak havoc on somebody together and tear down their, fun.
Yes, exactly. And we love doing that.
Yeah, as soon as this I get some of this stuff under control, oh my God, what you call it? It's going to be one of my wintertime games. Okay, so anyway, KIXEYE is a developer that said they're focused on more hardcore video game playing demographic, and they've been working on a real-time synchronous Facebook games since they launched Battle Pirates in the middle of last year. According to the company's CEO, Will Harbin, these types of titles are particularly exciting for his players as they can facilitate real social interactions in a way that asynchronous games cannot. He says you just don't get that same level of engagement in an asynchronous environment. He says, imagine players playing a game like kickball in an asynchronous way. It wouldn't work. The whole point is seeing that other team there and interacting with them on a variety of levels, and that same mentality should carry over into social games as well. Even Zynga has seen players respond quite positively to real-time games like Zynga Poker, and earlier this summer, the social giant announced that it plans to focus even more on synchronous gameplay, starting with a new head-to-head game mode in its arcade puzzler Bubble Safari. Zynga General Manager Manuel Bronstein hopes that these real-time experiences will attract a new audience to Facebook. He says some players aren't interested in the asynchronous experience that most games on the network currently provide, but might well be drawn by real-time multiplayer games. He says while we can't share all the details of the data, we're seeing higher engagement in our real-time multiplayer sessions since the players are there typically don't want to play just one match. Is this even?
I was over here throwing a fit, and you couldn't even hear me.
Nope.
Yeah, these games should have been real-time multiplayer all along. Weren't was just a waste.
Yes, it was. He says even smaller developers think there's a strong future for synchronous social games. The Los Angeles-based Rebel Entertainment, for instance, is betting heavily on real-time play in its upcoming action game, Dungeon Rampage. As the studio believes that breaking from Facebook's traditional model will help it stand out from the crowd. But to be clear, having the asynchronous features are important too, says manager Mike Gosling. He said the asynchronous stuff can really help bind your community together in the long term. I have to agree to disagree. I think that you can do asynchronous with stuff like, kind of like, you know how Eve has where, you know, when you're done playing, you can set some tasks to go off.
Yeah.
While you're offline, because you need to do those things. But, mm-hmm. That kind of asynchronous behavior is fine. But,
yeah, and I've played games like that with other people, and those are fine. I mean, we weren't literally...
Yeah.
Sometimes we were playing with each other, but most of the time, no, we were just off on our own.
Yeah, you could leave, like, if you had to go to bed, and you're like, oh, well, you know, Ginger, the village is going to need 500 corn, and you can set the corn to, you know, be automatically picked and processed while you're going up to so many, then that is good, but... This whole click, 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 click. Okay, you're done for the next few hours. Click, 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 click. You're done for the next few hours. And I think that's why I never get past the first few levels. Because after a while, I'm like, I'm tired.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to wait for Ginger to send me back stuff. And
yeah.
Gotta wait for snow.
And Ginger gets distracted. And...
yeah, like I'm still waiting on energy from my zombies. You know, I'm out of energy drinks.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll send you more.
No, because I moved to the iPad one. It's easier to multitask game. You ever multitask game, watch TV and play at the same time? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. Well, I don't do that.
You don't watch TV, but yeah, you do. Yeah, I know what you do. You're a treadmill gamer.
Mhm. I am. I'm on my treadmill. I'm playing. Yeah, baby.
Now that takes skill, because I don't think I could do that.
Minecraft is fairly easy. Any kind of PvP is pretty much out if I'm on the treadmill, unless I'm going incredibly slow. So.
I can't do it.
But otherwise, you know, Facebook games, Minecraft, anything simple like that, I can usually play fairly well while I'm half jogging on the treadmill.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so help Rusty the chicken flee his coop and escape. Skip it. Playing the main course, Modern Classic Platforming, Fun and Wing It, and now available on the App Store. Alright, so independent developer Huge Monster is proud to announce the release and availability of their platform game Wing It, now available on the App Store and compatible with the Apple iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. In this crisp and colorful platform game, you play as Rusty, a brave and daring chicken on a mission to escape from the farm when a few friends go missing after a visit from a produce truck. With a pinch of ingenuity... Oh, my God, I can't talk today. With a pinch of ingenuity, a dash of luck, and a whole lot of determination, our poultry hero starts out for freedom. Even though the skies are filled with dangerous predators, you are not without help. Use crazy contraptions like giant slingshots, catapults, and rocket boosters to launch Rusty far into the air. Wing It has plenty of amazing power-ups, like the lightning bolt, the hot pepper, and the magnet. These power-ups can help Rusty deal with aerial threats, provide temporary speed boosts, and even magnetically draw items to Rusty. Coins can be collected and earned throughout your adventure and can be used to purchase and upgrade items to help Rusty fly even higher and farther. With its visually stunning parallax-scrolling levels, hilarious animations, addicting gameplay, and plenty of in-app upgrades, Wing It brings new life to a genre longing for fresh new content. Yay!
Woo-hoo-hoo!
They are not telling me whether or not it's free or not, so I don't know. I'm going to assume since they didn't mention free, it's not free, folks. But you know, okay. There was another one, an awful lot like this a while back.
I'm scared.
It was like, I just remember, you know, it being some kind of chicken, and he had like a military helmet on his head, and you remember what I'm talking about?
Vaguely.
I don't know. So, yeah. You know, and I had something I was going to mention on that, because it made me think about it, but now I've forgotten, so I don't know. I just don't know. All right, so it is, let me tell you what's going on, if that'll close. I'll get you another one. Yes, I will. Dark Expanse, have you captured a planet today? Announcing the new Black Eye Galaxy. Dark Expanse players will be able to enjoy the new Black Eye Galaxy instance. The Black Eye Galaxy is a 4X speed galaxy and was specifically designed for an intensive playstyle. Like all Dark Expanse galaxies, Black Eye is open to new and experienced gamers. Along with the new galaxy will come a new game enhancement called Supernovas and Black Holes. As large fleets move around the galaxy, they disturb the local star systems and create star wobble. This can cause the star to go into a supernova phase, and if the star wobble continues, the supernova will collapse into a black hole, taking all the fleets and planets, leaving behind a dead star and a wormhole. As you can see, the galaxy has become even more dynamic, and there's no better time to join the growing number of Dark Expanse players. So have you captured a planet today? Dark Expanse, a free-to-play browser-based galactic strategy game, offers the players the chance to control their own fleet of spaceships, capture solar systems, and the chance to become an intergalactic legend. Try out for Dark Expanse for free today. Just head over to deorc.com and sign up. All right, I have this link up on GameAndMatrix.com this morning, so if you want to play it, head over and check it out.
Oh, nice. Guess what I got coming up?
What'd you What you got coming up?
I have the charts. Yeah, but I got to wait for them to open up. Yeah. I was trying to extract them quickly, but they would not extract properly. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. So here we come. Here we go. Here we go. I love my Google Chrome. I do. All right. So y'all ready to hear what it was, what it was about this week? What it was all about over the weekend?
And why aren't they playing with me?
I'm gonna avoid that landmine. Number 10.
Number 10.
Mario Kart 7.
Yay. Mario Kart is so awesome, so that doesn't even surprise me at all.
Mm-hmm. And number 9.
Number 9.
Yes, it's FIFA 12 again.
Really, people?
Number... Thanks. Holding at number 8, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon. Future Soldier.
Future Soldier. Soldier of the future.
Why? Number 7.
Sorry. I was still laughing.
Battlefield 3. Bad ginger. Number 6.
Because it's a one letter away from our favorite word.
The Elder Scrolls Skyrim.
Yay! Are they still suing that other company?
I have no idea. Number 5.
Number 5.
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Yay!
Number 4.
Number 4.
What was number 4? Oh, I'm sorry. Batman, Arkham City. I'm reading them.
Okay.
Number 3. Mario and Sonic. London.
Yay!
Number
Sonic totally needs to be in the Olympics.
Yeah, as fast as he runs, yeah.
Number two.
Game I got to play over the weekend, which I totally forgot until I saw it. Lego Batman 2 DC Super Heroes.
Yay! Was it good?
It was so good. Oh, my God. I love it. Oh, sorry, I got all excited. That was fun. I can't wait to tell Ginger that I forgot. And number 1.
Numero uno.
London 2012, the official video game, as if we...
How that one has been in the charts for, like, weeks now.
That's
weeks,
because
weeks,
of the Olympics. It's because of the Olympics.
So, yeah.
It's the Olympics. Okay, somebody is messaging me from somewhere, and I don't have any idea who. Is that you, Ginger?
No.
That is the weirdest thing. I have no idea. Oh, it's Horace. Good morning.
Horace. Where is my cookies? I need cookies. I have no cookies, and I'm upset about this. I want cookies.
Okay, I'm going to tell him that you're wanting cookies.
Okay. All right, Indie Royale, Gone Fishing Bundle is live.
No, 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 Ginger, no, no, no. Why would you do that to both of us?
I don't know. The Indie Royale, IndieRoyale.com became bundle site offers a great cache of indie games and the Gone Fishing Bundle, featuring 7 independent games, including 3 games exclusively debuting on this bundle for PC. First bait on the hook is Seamless Entertainment's Unreal Engine-powered 3D space action game, SOL Exodus, now available for Windows on Steam, Desura and DRM-free. Save humanity from the dying sun by finding a new home and blast your way through multiple missions while enjoying easy-to-grasp Wing Commander-esque controls and core gameplay alongside an involved story. Destructoid calls SOL Exodus accessible, exciting space fighter sim. All right, so that isn't enough to reel you in. Double Six's games, Undead heavy top-down shooter All Zombies Must Die will surely tempt you to bite. Available for Windows on Steam, this game offers a smattering of role-playing and strategy features, an unexpected cartoon-like art style, and witty dialogue filled with clever pop culture references. And did we mention zombies? Zombies. Also featured in this tempting... Your cheek is so good. Also offered in this tempting bundle are 2 games from 3 Sprockets, led by Cubemen, an acclaimed tower defense title now available for Windows and Mac on Steam, Desura and DRM-free. Play out the epic battle between red and blue by placing pixel men on the board to defend your base across 35 levels. Skirmish mode offers what Gamizabo Gamezebo? Gamezebo app calls a refreshing twist on tower defense, where players get to play against the AI or in multiplayer mode across 25 additional levels. Yay! And suitably included in this fishy bundle is Squids from the Game Bakers, available for Windows and Mac on Desir and DRM-free. Offering a clever mix of action, strategy, and RPG, this game is based on saving the world of the Squids from an evil black ooze that threatens to destroy civilization by building a team of heroes to fight epic turn-based battles against corrupted crabs and shrimps. And last on the fishing lore are two PC debuts from Magico Gaming, Platformance Castle Pain and Platformance Temple Death, both devious side-scrolling massacre platformers, available for Windows on Desura and DRM-free. Yay! All right, and they say, finally, those who pay $8 USD or their currency equivalent during the Gone Fishing bundle will get Pokestone, the debut album from Floex? Anyways, the Czech musician who created the lauded Machinarium soundtrack. Yay! All right, so I have all of this up on GameMatrix.com this morning. Head over and check it out.
Well, before we go, we got time to share some bad news.
Oh, no! My picture.
Well, it would seem 4,000 people are looking for a job today.
Oh, no! What the hell happened?
Motorola fired 4,000 people several months after completing its $12.5 billion acquisition of Motorola Mobility. Google is finally beginning to shape the mobile company for its own purpose, and they did this by cutting the fat, so to speak. Motorola Mobility told employees yesterday that it would lay off 4,000 workers, or 20% of its global workforce, and close a third of its 94 offices, the New York Times is reporting. Additionally, the company will focus on developing a few devices, foregoing unprofitable low-end products, similar to the strategy Taiwanese phone maker HTC has employed. The streamlining isn't too surprising, since Motorola Mobility has struggled with sales and profitability over the last few months. In Google's recent quarter two earnings, Motorola Mobility reported an operating loss of $233 million on $1.25 billion in revenues. That's 10% of Google's total revenue. The restructuring will cost Google no more than $275 million in the third quarter, according to an SEC filing from this morning. Google says it will provide generous severance packages and outplacement services for the affected Motorola employees. So how will Motorola make customers care about its products again? Well, Denise Woodside, who's the company's new CEO, Dennis, not Denise, sorry, I just wanted you to be a girl, tells the New York Times it will focus
she
on...
She wants you to be a girl.
Yeah, because we run the world. Okay, anyway.
Hell yeah.
He says that the technology can figure out... He says that he tells the New York Times that it'll focus on things like longer-lasting batteries, which we all would like in all of our phones, not just Motorola.
Yeah.
Better camera sensors and technology that can figure out who nearby people are based on their voices. Sounds like Watch Dogs to real life to me. The company will also develop simple and emotional ads, like what Google has started doing recently, which Apple had been doing for years, that will focus on Motorola's product strengths. Big surprise, right? Motorola may be better off trying to figure out ways to surprise consumers and truly differentiate itself from the competition instead of pursuing standard marketing and product upgrades. Oh, people, people, people.
I don't know, but 4,000 jobs, you said?
4,000 people out of work.
I'm so sorry. This is not the best economy right now in general, but to be out of work right now, that's just a nightmare. And man, I hope they did something to help them find positions elsewhere.
Well, they said they do an outplacement, but...
Yeah. 4,000 people is a lot of people to be replacing.
A ton of people to be replacing. Oh, that is hurtful. Anyway.
It is.
Not to be all callous, but it's time for us to go.
It's time for us to blow this joint.
Yes, and hello to you there holding on the switchboard. Thanks for calling in, but we're about to go because lunch is over. You know, it's time to go back to work.
Anyway. Yay! Oh, there was somebody on the switchboard?
Somebody holding because they love it so, so much. Ah, it's nice to be loved. Right? Right? Right,
Jim? Yeah, right? Definitely. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, it's time for us to go. You know where to find us at GamerNatrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, and here on BT anytime, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Download us, take us with you, put us in your pocket. grope your phone. We'll see you guys bright and early not tomorrow. Tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And bye. God, quit hanging around here. Get lost.
Get out of here. See ya. Well, that was love.
And then it went right back down. Run this mother. Run this mother.